This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Linda Sprague with us from Cow Creek Health and Wellness. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about some of the things that have been going on. And obviously, the last couple of years have been kind of a long haul for you.
Yeah. So as everybody knows, we've been in kind of the throes of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has created a lot of highs and lows for everybody. So we're just kind of tracking that and closely monitoring and trying to mitigate that to the best of our ability.
So what's your background? How long have you been with the tribe?
So I'm an enrolled member of the Confederated Tribes of Coos, Laurentquan, Sayusla Indians. And I'm the public health manager for Cow Creek Tribe. And I worked for my tribe for just about 9 years. And then I've been with Cow Creek for just a little over a year working with Dr. Sharon Stanfill.
And you guys have had a lot of things going on, and especially public health has been one of those things where everything was always changing.
Yeah, so we move in a constant state of change. You know, just the nature of epidemiology and tracking a virus as complex as the coronavirus has just created a lot of changing information and complexities. And if you think about where we started, you know, in December of 2020 to where we are now, it's really remarkable if you think about tracking the epidemiology and how many times the virus has mutated and just how many changes have occurred in the world because of this virus.
And the fact that all of you in public health weren't around the last time we had one of these in 1918.
No, I was not around in 1918. But yeah, so kind of speaking on that token, it's, you know, that for the folks that were around then, some of our elders and some of our community members, you know, when a pandemic happens, it's just such a experience that affects everybody. And I remember when COVID kind of first started and when it was first kind of coming out and everything was really vulgar on the news. And I remember my elders saying to me, this is going to turn into a pandemic. And I honestly didn't even really 100% know what that meant.
Did it all feel kind of surreal then?
It did, yeah. So I remember when, you know, things started to happen really quickly and, you know, as it affected everybody, not just tribes, but from my lens, working in the tribal world, tribes had to make some hard decisions, as everybody did, and everything was just, we were trying to all adapt to the protocols. And so it's nice to kind of look at where we were then and where we are now and how much more we know and how much we've been able to do in that time.
And so a big learning experience that you probably wish you wouldn't have had.
You know, it's definitely, I always talk about the silver linings of COVID and just kind of what things have come out of that. I think there's a lot of positivity there. You know, folks have really started to embrace public health in a different way and how public health has received different types of funding. And, you know, the state has a big initiative on public health modernization and what does public health look like moving forward. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things that was reactionary, but it's really blossomed into something that's going to, over the long haul, kind of create a stronger foundation for the state and for tribes.
And like a lot of other sectors of life, we move forward really quickly with technology. And now, coming through this point, the ability to take that technology, maybe return a lot of things like they had been, but also implement that in all areas of our life as well.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, we've seen a lot of things kind of grow and expand and change, and, you know, how we did things 2 years ago is not how we do them now. And we've been able to learn a lot about, you know, not only how we process COVID, but how we interact as communities, what best practices are, you know. And as you said before, those things have changed quite a bit over the last 2 years. It's kind of been the ever-evolving world of the pandemic.
So right now, you're continuing to offer vaccinations. Talk about how that's being rolled out.
Yeah. So Cal Creek Public Health and Cal Creek Health and Wellness Center have been a huge proponent to help curb the COVID-19 pandemic here in Douglas County. Historically, Douglas County has been in the highest range as far as COVID cases. Last summer, when we were in the Delta surge, we were historically pretty close to the top three in the state of Oregon as far as counties and COVID numbers, rivaling larger counties like Clackamas County. And so when you're a smaller rural county with that kind of infection rate, it creates some challenges. So the tribe, what we did is we said, you know, we're going to offer testing and vaccine 7 days a week free to the community. So a lot of people will recognize we had our site over there on Stevens, 2360 Northeast Stevens. Just in the 3 month span, we tested over 8,000 community members for COVID-19. We administered a lot of vaccine. To date, from the beginning of the pandemic, Cal Creek Health and Wellness Center has given over 7,500 vaccines. So if you think about that in the span of the short 2 years that we've had, it's pretty remarkable what we've been able to do here in the county. And we have, you know, some exciting news that's come up recently. We actually just got to pre-order vaccine for the new pediatric Moderna for the 6 months and under 6 years age group. So that's really remarkable because that's something that's kind of been in the works this entire time. And then as well as that, the pediatric Pfizer for the 6 months to 4 years, we were also able to pre-order. So we, you know, where we were at in the beginning of the pandemic when kind of, you know, those landmark things happened where Moderna first came out to where we are now is really remarkable. And it's exciting to watch kind of the evolution of not only the vaccines, but the antivirals and the treatments and how much we know about the virus. But as far as our standing response goes, we have a vaccine site that's open Monday through Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 2360 Northeast Stevens in Roseburg, right there on the thoroughfare. And we give Moderna, Pfizer, pediatric Pfizer for ages 5 to 11. And we give that, we give first doses, second doses, first doses, booster doses, you name it. And we just vaccinate to the public free of charge in a drive-through style. It's really nice. The community has really embraced that because people can kind of just come up, bring their ID, their vaccine card if they have it, get their vaccine and wait the 15 minutes and go on their way. And it's been a really nice way for us to engage with the community. And we've had a couple different events over time and really just kind of rolled out those vaccines. But as far as our standing response goes, that is our standing site at this time. We also, like I said, we pre-ordered those pediatric vaccines. So we are planning a pediatric vaccine event pending approval from the FDA on those on Friday, June 24th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. again at the 2360 site. So yeah, we've just been rolling through the vaccine.
All right, Belinda, thanks for coming in this morning. 8:41 on the Morning Report.